I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. On the Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation this week, joining us right now. He never takes a vacation. Film Study Baltimore, Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Listen, you wrote something that I've not heard a lot of people say, and you're normally on top of things, so I'm going to go with it. Tyler Linderbaum, you said he improved tremendously as a pass blocker in 23. But regressed in 24. I haven't heard a lot of people say he regressed as a pass blocker. What are you seeing?
Yeah, not all the way, first of all, to his rookie season. So his rookie season was good enough that he's got all the runway he needs to be a very fine player. His next season in 23, he had a really outstanding season. He was one of the better pass blockers in the league. He's probably a top five center in the league. Well-deserving of a Pro Bowl nod and whatnot. Creed Humphrey also had a little bit of a down year. And then in 24, he took a step back as a pass blocker. And there could be various reasons for that, but he's allowing more pressures. He had more penalties. He had a big penalty year in 24, which is bad. And also, he had two guards playing next to him who weren't the greatest. And so that is part of it. In particular, the left guard pairing with McCary gives you a very small, and in particular, a lot of lack of length in arms between those two, which means that's a very bombable gap for stunts and twists. Mm-hmm. So long arm defensive tackles love to run into short arm guards and centers to play their game from the underneath position.
So did this impact if they didn't pick up his option or make an extension with him?
The biggest problem with Linderbaum getting extended right now is Creed Humphrey is making an $18 million AAV and is far and away the best center in the NFL. I mean, just by a mile. And the Philly just extended Cam Jurgens for $17 million for 4 years. Basically the same thing. So there's no gap between the two. I consider the Jurgens contract to be like a Deshaun Watson deal. You throw it out and you work around it. I think, $16 million per year for 4 years for Linderbaum seems like about the right range for me. If they went 17, I'm not going to be upset. I mean, he has leadership value, has continuity value that's very important to the Ravens. It's also a position you can't overpay for. And they have a number of players that they're trying to get signed. Travis Jones, critically important. Isaiah Likely, critically important. They've got a lot of players. Oway, Falele is there. He could be signed cheap. He wouldn't cost nearly what Linderbaum does. Maybe a third of what he costs. Ardarius Washington was on the block, and that's not happening anymore. I mean, there's a whole bunch of third year players who could be signed early.
Yeah. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can be here with Kim McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. I think Chuck Smith, Coach Chuck Smith, is a genius at what he does. You saw improvements in Adafi Owe. You saw improvements with Justin Madubuike. However, last year, David Ajabo, you could argue that was his worst season per snap. Can he do anything to fix Ajabo?
You know, if anybody can, I think Chuck Smith. He's been terrific with a wide variety of guys. But Ajabo's playing a roster numbers game right now. He enters camp with six players at the outside linebacker position. They'll probably keep and roster five and have possibly only four active on a weekly basis. So he's got to beat out basically Adisa Isaac for that fifth in outside linebacker. And Adisa Isaac is an important core special teams player, and David Ajabo is not. So he's on the field goal block unit, I believe. So it's really not a big set of responsibilities that he has. So unfortunately, you know, he's a candidate to be traded at the end of camp. Of course, if depth doesn't hold up, and it often doesn't, then he'll start the season with a team, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, let's stop talking about football players. Let's talk about Tyler Loop. what kind of expectations do we have here? Now there's no competition between him and Tucker, so what's the story with this?
Yeah, they have another guy, Hoyland, who's in camp and will kick. And my guess is he probably is going to be a perfectly fine kicker somewhere else in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But they expended the draft pick on Loop. They'll probably go with him. He had a 62-yard field goal in his time at Arizona. It'll be interesting to see them mesh with the long snapper and the holder. Everything I've heard is that Jordan Stout is not the problem as the holder that was causing Tucker to regress these last 3 years, that it was just Tucker getting older and having some problems generating the same kind of leg strength and nice end-over-end rotation of the football. Tyler Loop is being very coached up by Randy Brown, and we'll see what he can do in his first year. I have high hopes for him in terms of producing field goals and extra points over expectation.
Ken, there seemed to be some anxiety over losing Tucker and bringing in a rookie. My response to that is kickers are a lot better now than they were in 2012 when Tucker came into the game. They are. I mean, a 55-yard field goal is expected to be made now. Not so much when Tucker first came in. He's been in the league a long time. Am I crazy for not having the same level of anxiety as some others in Ravens country?
I think you're probably about right. The anxiety level. I mean, you're losing a Hall of Fame kicker, and on the other hand, he's in decline. So we would expect probably further decline this year, or at least not a huge rebound, I wouldn't think. And we're getting a new kicker who has a chance to be, I think, in the top half of the league. So we'll hope so.
Yeah, I also think. I mean, as much as it was nice to have Tucker because he was. It was automatic from anywhere. I mean, you could put him at 65 yards and be like, yeah, he'll make this.
He's got a chance.
Yeah, he's got a chance. He's going to probably a good chance he's going to make this. I still don't think it's as critical as people are making it out to be. Because if you have a competent kicker, you shouldn't be winning by field goals when you have a roster like this. I mean, this is a team that should, and like last year, they put up all those points, they put up all those yards, led the league in those categories. I just don't think this is the biggest problem they've had.
Okay, well, let me try and put this in perspective for folks then. The Ravens are plus 157 this year in point differential. Mm-hmm. And Tucker, 3 years ago, actually, I guess it's 4 years ago now in 21, was plus 21. It's really, really difficult to find a player who impacts your offense to that degree. I mean, Lamar Jackson obviously does, or Derrick Henry does. But you know, if you're talking about Daniel Faalele having that impact on your team, he doesn't.
So Tucker's,
Tucker's paid appropriately for what he does. And, you know, the funny thing is, after that season, there was talk about, would you trade Tucker for a number one draft pick? And my answer is always yes on something like that with a 30-year-old kicker. But yeah, he was worth a lot when he was at his best.
Well, at his best, plus 21. But my question to you to counter to that was the offense as good then as it is now?
No. And so if you're saying they wouldn't need him as much, right, you're absolutely right. But, you know, he'd give them a little bit of incremental value on extra points. He had the incredible streak of not missing the most important kick. So the points doesn't even really get it, the total value of a Tucker.
And let's be honest, off the field stuff aside, in 2021, we're not having this conversation.
Right.
We're having this conversation now, not about off the field stuff, about what we actually saw on the field. There comes a time when, I hate to say it, got to move on.
Father Time's undefeated, and he was minus 5 points last year, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Hey, tell them all about Film Study, Ken McCusick.
So filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. The Expectations Series, and we talk about two players, one from offense, one from defense, is running all week. And on Friday morning, GM, we'll be looking at remaining UFAs that might make sense for the Ravens.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.